thank you for joining us for Spotlight. I'm Joshua Leo.
And I'm Liz Waid. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
When I moved to a new home, I planted a garden. In my garden, I planted many colorful flowers and vegetables. I cared for my garden. I poured water on it and pulled out all the bad plants. My garden grew very well. But one day, I saw some children near my beautiful garden. I went to the window and saw that they were stepping on the plants. I went outside and told them to leave. When I looked at my garden, I saw their footprints in the soil. I saw the marks of their feet. They crushed my flowers. They ruined my garden.
Footprints can have a big effect. Footprints affected Josh's small garden. But our eco-footprints can have an even larger effect on the earth. Today's spotlight is on eco-footprints.
An ecological footprint, or eco-footprint, is not an actual mark on the ground. Instead, it is an idea to understand a person's effect on the earth. Every person on the earth uses resources to live. We use the earth to grow food. We cut down trees to build houses. And we use coal to create electricity and heat. We use these resources to support ourselves.
People need land to produce natural resources. They also need land to break down waste into smaller parts. A person's eco-footprint measures how much land a person needs to do this. Many people in the world would need more land than we have on the earth. We are using too much of the earth's natural resources. Our eco-footprints are too big.
Some groups of people try to make their eco-footprint smaller by living differently. These people grow all the plants they eat. They raise their own animals for food. They make their own clothes and build their own houses. Perhaps you grow some of your own food. This way of living greatly reduces a person's effect on the earth.
But many people in the world do not live this way. It is a difficult thing to do. Not everyone knows how to raise animals or build houses. Many people do not have enough land to grow all of their own food. And some people just do not want to change the way they live. So, are there other ways to reduce our effect on the environment? Well, some people and businesses are trying to make a difference.
Cars, airplanes, and boats produce carbon dioxide gas. Too much carbon dioxide harms the environment. An average car produces over 4 tons of carbon dioxide gas a year. An airplane produces about 1 ton of carbon dioxide with just a single trip over the ocean. Many people travel a lot for work. Their travel produces much more carbon dioxide than an average person.
So, some businesses and individuals who travel a lot have decided to purchase carbon offsets. A carbon offset is an amount of money. People give this money to a special group. This group uses the money to balance the damage done by activities that harm the environment. The money could go to a group that plants trees, or it could go to businesses that make electricity from wind. The money goes to groups who do good things for the environment. They believe this fights the environmental damage.
But this is not the only way to balance out your eco-footprint. There are things that you can do in your own home. Here are 10 ways that you can make your eco-footprint smaller.
First, you can eat less meat. Animals use a lot of land and resources. Eating plants uses less resources than eating meat.
Second, you can reduce the amount of fuel you use. Ride in a car with other people. Ride a bicycle. Walk or take the public bus or train. Use less fuel in your home for cooking and heating.
Third, you can avoid purchasing things with a lot of plastic or paper covering them. Producing and using plastic and paper coverings produces a lot of waste. Less coverings means less waste.
Fourth, you can compost food waste. Composting means putting food waste in a special place. There, it can turn into soil. When the food breaks down, you can mix it with the soil to help other plants grow.
Fifth, you can plant native plants and plants that do not need a lot of water. Plants that need less water to grow help save water.
Sixth, you can purchase products that do not cause harm to the environment. Buy lights that save energy. Buy paper that is remade from old paper. And purchase clothes made from natural materials like cotton and wool.
Seventh, you can buy reusable products. Purchase things that can be used again and again. Reusing things keeps them from becoming waste.
Eighth, you can share newspapers, books, and magazines. Most people only read things once. So, when you are finished, give your newspaper, book, or magazine to a friend so they can also use it. This will save paper.
Ninth, you can turn the water off when you are not using it. When you wash your hands, clean your teeth, or clean things in the sink, do not keep the water flowing. This will save water.
10th, you can use less electricity. Turn off the lights when you leave a room. And do not leave the television or radio on if you are not listening to it.
These are all good things for people to do. It is important to preserve the natural resources of the earth. And it is good to take a part in helping the environment. Talk to your friends. Let them know how they can make their eco footprints smaller. You can also write to your government officials. Encourage them to reduce the size of your country's eco footprint.
Each person has a part in keeping the earth healthy. When one person reduces their effect on the earth, other people may follow. Christians believe that God put humans in charge of caring for the earth, His creation. God wants people to live in balance with the earth and not harm it. He wants all people to enjoy His creation for all time.
The writer and producer of this program was Joshua Leo. The voices you heard were from the United States. Computer users can find more information about this subject on our website at www.radio.english.net. Would you like to know how big your eco footprint is? You can find a link to an eco footprint test on our website. Just find the script page for this program. This program is called Reduce Your Footprint.
We love to hear comments and questions from our listeners. If you have a comment or a question, you can email us. Our email address is radio@english.net. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.